Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land Show. We show you how to buy property for half of what it's worth and resell it the next day. Great information and instruction from Jack, that's me.
And inspiration from Jill, that's me.
In this episode, Jill and I talk about how to find counties that are suitable for land flipping three steps. Jill, great show today. Before we start, let's hear some funny stuff that you think happened to us recently.
Did I think?
I'll be the judge.
You'll be the judge. I realized recently that we have not changed a whole lot. There's parts of you and I that are still 19. Seriously.
Absolutely.
And it is hilarious.
I love that about you, by the way.
Thank you. And I realized that I had a personal moment the other day because I reconnected with my first roommate. And we had a 3-hour-long conversation, and I hung up the phone thinking, how the heck are we still alive? You know, the things that we pulled.
I know.
And it's so funny because no one would ever guess, because especially, I mean, she is so successful in what she does now in this big company. And thank you very much. We both are. I guess that's my point. We both are so successful. And but the things that we pulled, I mean, that was so darn funny. We as you could tell, we laughed for over 3 hours. It was but cracking up at our old stories, and it was really, really fun. I can't wait to get together with her because we're just the things that we pulled. Oh my gosh! I mean, you cannot repeat those.
Right. I look at you like you're 19. I always have.
Oh, thank you. But I see that in you. You know.
Yeah.
I especially now with your motorcycle, I see you at 19.
Yeah.
You know, wanting a motorcycle and just getting your motorcycle. It's like a you know, and all of that and the way you act and it's so funny. I mean, it's good. It's good to look in the mirror, and it's funny how you look in the mirror and you who you see, and I think how other people see you, they're very different. I still feel 19.
It's great to reconnect with people that are, you know, a different part of your life, and when everybody's doing well, and you can just share some silly stories, and everybody's still like, you guys have both obviously found the key to being happy.
Yeah.
You know, it stood the test of time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that could have gone, not with her, but it could. There's a lot of people you probably could talk to that you just hang up the phone going, oh.
Like, what?
Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah. You know what's so cute is I could hear us in our voices. All of a sudden, we were 19 again. Our slang, you know what I mean? The way we talk to each other. I'm like cracking up at how we communicate. It's like we were roommates again, and it was really, really cute.
It's awesome, Jill. It's a good story.
It was really funny. But yeah, my funny thing is how the heck did, I mean, oh my gosh, the stuff that that's the thing too. When you're 19 and 20 and 21, you think you're invincible. I think every kid does that. It's hilarious.
Right.
So,
hey, let's take a question posted by one of our members on successplant.com, our free online community.
Okay. James K. wrote, hi all, my name is James. I'm a residential buyer and remodeler.
Builder,
excuse me. Residential builder and remodeler.
We're residential buyers.
You are right. I came across.
It's like muscle memory in your lips. Anyway, go ahead.
Thank you. I came across the Land Academy site looking for ways to find discounted city infill lots to build spec homes.
Yep.
Was wondering if anyone has used the course to specialize on city infill lots instead of rural acreage. Looking forward to learning a lot more about all the aspects of the land business. Thanks.
James K. I do this all the time. And it's funny that this comes up because we get questions like this now. Because the show's getting bigger and everything else all the time. What else do you use it for? Mobile homes, infill lots, property that are just on the edge of town that I want to put a subdivision in with entitlements, wholesale houses. We're in the process, Jill and I, of revamping or putting together separate programs for this. The data source is the same. So if you're pretty talented with data, the answer is heck yes. And I do. I send out mailers for InfoLots all the time here in Phoenix. And we have people specifically that buy them. We wholesale it out. What cracks me up is I didn't think anybody would be interested in this. The rural land thing is so simple. Funny. You just buy it and resell it and bang. And there's always been a lot of interest in that. But yeah, there's a huge application to this. Our data is not just for rural acreage. And Jill and I are in the process of getting the word out. Mm-hmm. So thank you for asking that question. And yes, the answer is yes, yes, yes. Hey, if you have any questions or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. Today's topic is how to find counties suitable for land flipping. It's three simple steps. This is the meat of the show. Jill, do you know what the three steps are?
You're the expert. This is one of those.
Is this going to be the Steve show?
It kind of is the Steve show. Or the Jack show. That's hilarious. Jack show.
When I was really young, people called me Jack because it's my middle name. And it's just every time I say Steve and Jack, and it's like, it brings me back to like fourth grade. Yeah. It's very strange. It's slowly taking a hold of me though.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so there's three simple steps. This question comes up all the time, so I'll set the record straight. Number one, you want to go get yourself a density map. The U.S. Census puts them out all over the place. They're published. They're usually color-coded. And you want to find a dark to almost dark, really dark green area of a county. That's step number one. So if you can find a place that's a little bit more rural, not the most rural, but pretty rural, wherever you're interested in, regardless of the state, works in just about every state or every state. That's step one. Then take a look at online places like LandWatch, Land and Farm, or basically just do a Google search and you'll see whether or not there's properties for sale there. If you see several properties, not a million, but several properties there that are priced at 5, 8, 10, 12, 14,000 west of the Mississippi, or if you're doing what we call vacation lots east of Mississippi, or info lots even, if you want to see, you want to find ones that are below what you think you can sell them already for sale out there, not substantially below. But you want to see some activity. You want to really want to avoid nothing. What you're trying to do is sort, number two is, if there's just nothing for sale in that county, that's a trigger for me to kind of stay out of there. Number three is check to see in whatever source that you think is appropriate, how many back tax properties are in that county. Are we going to send mail out to just back tax properties like everybody on the planet seems to think that we should? No. It's just a gauge. If there's a rational number of back tax property, that tells me that there's a portion of people that are interested in kind of just letting it go for less than it's worth. If there's absolutely no property at all whatsoever in a back tax scenario, that tells me that it's potentially a property that or a county that may not. It may not work. Everybody really is interested in, they see some value, some serious expensive. A lot of counties that are on the ocean are sometimes like this, although Joe and I have a lot of success doing that, buying and selling properties right on the ocean. So it's just a gauge, especially when you're new and you're really trying to crack it and trying to figure out where to send mail out and offers out. That's a three-step process that I go to, and it works. I get compliment and kudos on Success Plan all the time for this three-step process. If you're just going to look at two, which a lot of our members do for some reason, it's a little bit of a dice roll. I'm not saying it's not going to work, and our members come up with new counties all the time that I never even considered, sometimes on accident. I've sent out mailers on accident in a really urban area and still purchased properties for next to nothing, so I'm not saying it's a hard and fast situation. I'm just saying it's a real solid guideline, and it's worked for us for a lot of years.
Hashtag Jill approved. That's what I'm doodling right now.
I just took a nap.
I'm like, doo 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 doo. I got nothing to add, so what? I decided
let it go on like that.
And Jill approves this message from your local Land Academy representative.
Oh, this is the technical two. It's 2 minutes of property investment advice from our 15-year, 15,000 transaction experience. Today's topic? Try something new. What? You just told me to follow this three-step process. Why don't you try something new?
Sounds like my inspiration. Wait a minute.
Take the guidelines that I just gave you and throw something in there, especially if you've already done a couple of mailers and you're buying and selling property, like a lot of people are on Success Plan. Try something new, like a county that no one's ever heard of. Or we have a member. Here's an example. We have a member who, this is her concept. It cracked me up the first time I heard it, and then I watched how much property she's buying and selling. She only buys property in places that she's been to and had a good time.
Sounds like me. Sounds like something I would do.
And I just laughed. I'm like, it was on Success Plan. What do you guys think about it? I'm like, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard. No, it works. It works great.
Brilliant.
Is she buying them for $500 a lot? No, but she's buying them for a couple thousand, $3,000, $4,000 and selling them for $8,000.
Do you know what? Because she's inspired.
I know.
That's brilliant.
I agree.
So, you know, when she writes those postings to sell those, it's a heartfelt.
Absolutely.
And she can truly say, I know this area. I've been there and I love it. I would want a vacation home here too. You know, kind of thing.
It's like inner soul so she can sell it.
I think that's a great plan.
I do too.
That's her acquisition criteria.
Yeah.
I have to have been there and had a good time. What if I like went there and broke up with a boyfriend? I guess it wouldn't make the list.
No, that's it.
It's that's like
great. A soul thing.
Hey.
And some people live their life like that and they're probably happier than people like me.
That hashtag. I get it.
Hey, if you have a question or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. Inspire us, Jill.
Do you have too much on your plate?
Yes.
Like I do right now?
I do.
Great. Then dump something.
All right.
Not somebody.
Let's end the show then, right here.
This is on your plate? What the heck?
Oh, go ahead.
No. If you have too much on your plate, like I do, you have, prioritize and dump something. You're not meant to do 18,000 things a day. Sometimes I look at my to-do list and I go, what the heck? When you're like Jack and I right now, and this Excel sheet that you call your to-do list is really long, you might need to take a look at that and dump a few things, or at least move them off the page. You know, put them on the calendar for a week, a month, whatever you can right now. Because if you wake up every morning and I'm guilty of this, and I'm saying this right now because I'm looking at my Excel sheet. It is, and it's like a Excel spreadsheet to-do list of all the things to prioritize. And I'm like, oh, no. This is too much. It's impossible for anyone to get this done.
I'm not going
to
let this go.
Any one person get this done.
Get your inspiration piece out of this, and then I'm going to ask you some questions about what's on your list for real. I'm not going to let this go.
Oh, why?
Because I want to hear. I want to hear what's. Go ahead.
You got to dump some stuff. So, Now what have I done? What have I done?
Nothing.
Okay.
Haven't done anything wrong.
Okay.
What's on your list? What are you feeling like? You know. What's What's on your list?
It's all very accomplishable, but not in one day.
Okay.
I need to get. You want to know? All right.
Yeah, I do.
I need to move our big live event that we have coming up. And there's a lot involved in that. I need to hire an assistant. And there's a lot. I need to work on my meetup groups that I'm putting together right now and here in Scottsdale and then also in Southern California. I'm going to start meetup groups that are going to meet every month. One here, one there, however. I haven't figured that out, what the locations, but I need to do that. I mean, it's like a one-line item that involves a day's work.
Yeah.
You know, and there's all kinds of things that are coming. There's marketing, there's Facebook Live, there's Land Academy people that I need to get with. I mean, are you getting my picture here?
Okay. I separate stuff into two categories. Stuff that I can handle myself that no one else can do. Mm-hmm. And like writing. Like no one can write an ebook. I have to do that. And then stuff that other people can do.
Blogs.
And then there's the, you know, not mundane, but the real consistent stuff. Like the vast majority of the real estate acquisitions and sales now is very automated because we have people doing it. And it's been that way for quite some time. So that's good. But there is some stuff that always gets to the, and unfortunately, this is what I struggle with, is it should be at the top of the list, the stuff that you can only do, but it's not. There's a lot of management of other people and stuff like you just said. So I'm glad that you're hiring somebody, Jill. I think it's great.
Well, and I know this because I talk to many, many, many people who are, a lot of them probably listen to the show right now, that they want to do this part-time. They want to get started and make a transition, but they have a full-time job. They have a family. They're commuting. They don't have a lot of time in the day. And they look at this list of, oh my gosh, all these things I have to do to make this happen. You know, spread it out. Make it easy on yourself, you know. Do one thing at a time and then move on, you know.
Yeah.
And maybe your one is get the education, you know. Even before you make a website, people say, oh, I'm going to do this when I get my website going and all that good stuff. Okay, hold on a moment. You're putting the cart ahead of the horse. First get some education and make sure this is what you want to do, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then go from there. And don't task yourself, okay, this month I'm going to read these four books.
That's right, Jill.
And I'm going to watch this program. Yep. And I'm going to have my website created.
You just read
and
my
an
mind.
LLC and this and that and that. You're not going to do that all in one month while you have a full-time job and a family. Don't set yourself up to fail.
People, and I include myself in this group, who are feeling disorganized or not accomplishing the stuff that they want to accomplish, they're giving themselves too much stuff to do.
Mm-hmm.
They're being unrealistic right out of the gate. And as an organization goes, you and I think are incredibly organized.
Mm-hmm.
Really, I do. But we just tend to take on too much because I get excited.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Oh, yes, good. You do. Oh, that's a whole nother inspiration I'm going to write down now.
I had somebody who works for us in our, there's a couple people in me that get in the office super ass early, and we had a talk this morning about, you know, why that happens. Is because we all agree it's just because we're excited. Stuff happens, you know. We're selling property overnight. In the middle of the night, people are checking out, and, you mm-hmm. know, it's just fun.
It is.
So,
it is.
That was very inspirational, Jill.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how we use information, that's me,
and inspiration, that's me,
to get just about anything you want.
We use inspiration and positivity and hash browns.
Hash browns.
Every day. You're not going to live that down. To buy a property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
Get there first. Crazy show, man.
That's funny.
You crack me up.
Thank you. Thank you. I love that. I would like to take, you know, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do like a Twitter poll because I see people doing that. It's kind of fun. Or like a Facebook poll. I'm going to put down how many of your to-do lists are in Excel spreadsheet? Because I bet I'm not
great.
Alone. I'm kind of curious.
I don't even know how else to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's in our Outlook calendars and all that, but it starts.
It starts in a spreadsheet.
You're like the brainchild of it. It's like, oh.
Yeah. I have a lot of written notes, and then I put all my written notes on a spreadsheet, and then from there they get scheduled. That's how I do it.
I mean, do you think there's ever a point where you really just say, wow, most of the stuff's done? I do.
Do you?
Yeah, I've been to that place in my life.
Really?
We're there with land, yeah.
Okay.
Most of it.
It doesn't, and I don't mean this in a bad way, it doesn't feel like it because you keep coming up with these great ideas. And
yeah.
How can I say no?
No, I agree with you completely, but, you know, and then we sift down to the ones that people really need. They're all driven by our customers, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I do think that it'll plane out. You know, remember when this whole thing got started, we didn't even consider sharing the data with people, and that was the greatest thing that ever happened. So, I feel like we have a real good handle on stuff, and we have some really good people in place. And, I feel like we're 6, 7, 8 months from releasing these new products, and I feel great about it.
Me too.
That's not to say it's not going to be crazy 6, 7 months, but.
Exactly.
My kid told me recently, he's like, all my friends' parents, they complain about their jobs, and, you know, you're the only person I know who, like, likes their job and talks about it positively. I'm like, yeah.
That was a good observation.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Good.
Jack and Jill, information and inspiration. let's go buy some property.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.